So what is your motivation for making your move? Once you've got that, you know, maybe you can improve the top three areas and you could just stay in your house where you are, and right-sizing into something smaller doesn't make sense. So I want to bring you an acronym, and I learned this from Living and Thriving in Montgomery County, which was a publication in the Montgomery County government back in 2012. So when I like the simplicity of it. It comes off the acronym PEACE, and this is in the Right Sizing Guide. The proximity refers to how close the home is to stores, doctors, family, and friends, and whether you have transportation available. If you're by yourself, and there's nothing wrong with being by yourself and being out in the country and away from everybody. Don't get me wrong. I'm not passing judgment towards any particular choice of where you live, but there's a proximity benefit of living closer to shopping, because when you need something, you can get to it quickly. We can all agree on that. Living close to your support network. It just makes it easier to get what you need, what you want. And a community where these features are close is really a great benefit. That's the P in PEACE. E is expense, referring to the cost involved in staying in your current home versus leaving. And I hear this. This is what I hear. I've got widows and I've got couples who live in very, very large homes in Great Falls, McLean, Potomac, and other areas. And they say to me, you know, Eric, I thought about selling my house. I certainly don't need what I have, but all I can see out there that I really like, it's almost like an even trade for this house for an apartment in Tyson's or in Potomac, you know, or somewhere in Bethesda. And truthfully, you know, for the nice, super nice condos, it oftentimes is a bit of a trade. I heard recently about a condominium selling for over $20 million here in the District of Columbia. Can you believe it? Over $20 million. Well, the expense isn't just about how much it costs to live somewhere or to buy or acquire that property. It's also in the maintenance, the cost of the heating, the cooling, maintaining the single family home, the cleaning the gutters or whatever it might be. So I put into the Right Sizing Guide basically an affording a move calculator, looking at current costs versus a community cost if you were to make a move to, let's say, an apartment or perhaps a continuing care retirement community, or maybe it's to an assisted living, or perhaps it's just to a small condominium somewhere. It doesn't matter. The key is really what makes the most sense economically for you, okay? That's the E in PEACE. Accessibility. A, accessibility refers to how well you can get in and out of your home, move around on the inside. Hey, is climbing your stairs going to be a problem for you? We've been working with Vincent Hall, and I've been speaking over there lately about how to make a move. There are a number of families who are going to transition into a new wing that's being developed. Dave DeClark, who's the executive director, he has been spearheading a campaign to build a couple of accessible apartments for, guess who, wounded warriors. And the goal really for Vincent Hall, and this is a logical thing for them to do because most everybody that lives there is military or very high GS ranking. That's what you need to qualify to move into Vincent Hall. There's a natural reason for that group to care for one of their own. You know, a guy's gone off, and he's gone off to war, and he's come back, and he's missing something. Either his ability to walk, or maybe it's an ability to write, but they need help, right? And so there's a need, an accessibility that particular person needs, and this is not an older person's thing. This could be any age. How well can you get in and out of your home and move around from the inside? Will climbing stairs be a problem for you? Okay. And C in PEACE is the comfort. It's really the extent to which a place gives you a sense of security, peace, or, you know, just the identity. Am I comfortable being at this four sides brick colonial in a community where there's probably 5 or 10% of the people that I used to know living here? I get to know these other people, but am I really comfortable with the risk that I have living in this home, both to my physical well-being, you know, maybe to snows coming up this winter or what might be? You know, these are the things you just consider, the C. And lastly, ease. How easy is it for you to accomplish daily activities in your home? How easy is it for you to accomplish just basic daily activities? If it's difficult, if it starts to become a struggle to just maintain, then that's a serious reason to consider making a relocation. So you might be quite content to stay put. And if none of those factors really applies to you, you're probably fine. And I would encourage you to consider staying right where you are. Really, moving is, there's got to be a strong motivation to make the move, to make the decision to jump and go somewhere else. So looking at this carefully, this relocation right-sizing guide will help you evaluate that. And I even go through choosing your target location, whether it's buying or renting at a community, a continuing care retirement community, or assisted living. I go through a basic discourse of that and multi-generational homes. What I also try to do is help you start the right-sizing process, which is preserving your memories and protecting value. I got a call. I was referred by a gentleman, a friend of mine, and I got a call to go over and look at a house in Rockville. The gentleman who owned it had passed away, and his five children were now trying to go through what was left behind. And I said to the daughter, who's the co-executor, I said, you know, before you start disseminating what you got on the inside, why don't you take a video camera and shoot all the contents right where it's at? And why don't you just be the star of that show for as much as you know and tell the viewer about the things that your father made, because he was a gifted craftsman with wood. You know, tell the story about this hook rug on the wall. Tell the story about this couch. Tell the story about this, so that you can then burn that on a CD and transfer that to the next generation. Because ultimately, somebody like this gentleman who'd lived well into his 80s and early 90s, he'd had a full life. There was a lot of memories, and there was a lot that was going to disappear historically for this family if it wasn't recorded before it happened. So we are now, as a group, when we list a property, we are going in and we are recording our sellers. Just as a gift to our sellers, if you've been in your house a long time, some sellers don't want this, by the way, but if you want it, we're happy to come in. I'll send my guy with his camera and you can walk through your house. We'll film your house the way it is and you can give that as a gift to your kids for Christmas. All right. Well, look, I've covered just a smidgen of the right sizing guide. There's so much more in the guide. I want you to call me again now at 1-800-900-9104 to get your free copy of the Right Sizing Guide. You know about the Market Ready Guide. I talked about that 2 weeks ago in great detail, getting your house ready to sell for maximum profit. Now is the time to interview and choose your broker to sell your home for next year. Seriously, because you want to coach in the process, and that's what we're good at. All right, well, I've got the Value Platform coming up right after our break, so don't go away.